Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Most people have some level of intrinsic motivation, but maybe not enough. Maybe they're not pushing themselves hard enough. And I will speak for myself. I have this at times. I have this many times where it's like, I'm going through the motions. I'm doing what I know I should be doing, but am I doing enough? Am I pushing myself hard enough? And then there's times where it's clear and I'm just going to go through any brick wall that's in the way. Nothing is going to stop me. Nothing matters. And like, I'm just going to do it. And so the key is to get yourself to a place of as deep a possible intrinsic motivation. And how you do that, one of the best strategies that I've found is that using your why, W-H-Y, for why you want to be successful in sales, right? Once you know your why, once you determine your why, the key is that you can then use that to motivate yourself to keep going, right? Now it's no longer about what is your manager going to bribe you with today, or what threats might you be dealing with at work to light a fire under you so that you can do a little bit more, make extra calls, or you know, push people a little bit harder on the conversations to try to close deals. Instead of those things, what happens is the new shift to internal motivation, you doing it for you. And we all know people who we've seen, like if that's not necessarily you, you want to be that person, but you don't have it, then perfect. You're in the right place. If that is you, this is a great confirmation, but we've all seen those people. I remember once I had this woman who worked for me. She had two kids, single mother, and she was the most motivated individual I have seen on a sales floor that needed no prompting, no extrinsic stuff, no bonus amounts, no bribes, no like spiffs, no contests, none of that stuff mattered. Now, usually she won them anyway, but it wasn't because that's what drove her to do more. She just was at the top. And the reason why is because she knew she had to. Single mother, two kids. If she wasn't successful in sales and wasn't making enough money, that was going to be bad. Like that fear setting we were talking about earlier, she knew where that would go, and she wasn't going to let that happen to her family. She knew she had to do it. In fact, we usually had to tell her to leave and not work so much and just kind of like stay in the parameters of what we needed at the company. She was so motivated versus other people who literally showing up late, trying to leave early, calling in sick a lot, taking lots of breaks, like, you know, coming back late from lunch, not making their phone calls, constantly being at the bottom of the reports, constantly being the subject of meetings with HR. That's the other end, right? And those people didn't have enough internal motivation. They needed to be extrinsically motivated, positive or negative. But when you have that internal, when you have that why, and when your why is bigger than your fears, then you will make everything happen and anything happen that you want to go after. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen instantly, right? Like it's not just like the internet where you go on Amazon, you find something, you click on it, you wait a few hours or a day and it arrives, right? The things that you want to create aren't going to happen instant. It's not a click and ship type of life that we live in our head for our goals, even though it's now feels like it, right? Because we can have everything and anything that we want. The key is that you want to identify what your why is and how that fits into what your motivations are. Now, what are your why? Well, you could say that everybody in sales just is there to make money. They want to make money. They're there to make money, as much money as possible, you know, make it rain, right? Like that's what everyone defaults to when they think of sales. So I love sales because I can make as much money as I want. Why? Why do you want to make that money? Why is that money important to you? That's the question to ask. Well, I want to make money because I don't want to have to worry about money. Okay. Why? Why don't you want to have to worry about money? Well, when I was a kid, my parents didn't have a lot of money. And so we were constantly struggling and stressed, and I didn't have the cool things that everyone else had. And I felt like it was drama at the house all the time, and money was a sore subject. Okay. And so when you ask yourself enough times, and really the key is if you can ask at least five times, ask why. Is that important to you? Or why do you want that relative to your goal or why you want it when we're talking about money. So of course you were in sales to make money. Why? What does that money represent to you? Why do you want to have that money? Why do you want a certain amount of money, right? Oh, I want to make $100,000 this year. Okay, that's great. Why? Well, I want to pay all my bills. Okay, great. Why? Just keep doing that exercise with yourself until you can get to the root. And here's the key, is the deeper you will let yourself go with why you want to do it, the deeper you can get to in your mind, and the biggest amount that that has an emotional level for you, where it's like, because I had this friend who I was a business partner with when I lived in Seattle. And his biggest thing was his parents struggled. Dad was an entrepreneur, constantly were moving several times, possibly getting foreclosure evicted. He swore he would never go through that again. And he was so motivated and is still so motivated. And in my opinion, very successful what he does with business and finance, because he's driven at that deep level that he literally will not go back to a lifestyle that was like that when he was a kid. And that motivates him. And you can't stop him. You literally cannot stop him, which is amazing. And so that's where you want to get to, is digging deep until you find that. And again, the goal is, here's the thing. People might say, well, I want to buy a new car. Okay, that's great. Like, if you can push yourself to go, why do you want a new car? Or why do you want a new house? What does that mean to you? Because again, the bigger the emotional meaning and significance for you around that item or that thing or the travel or the freedom or retirement or money and savings to help your family in case of emergency, those things, the bigger you make that emotional connection, the more value it will have when it comes to the fears that are going to be battling you, the ones that you're already dealing with, the ones that want to get in your way. Is every time I've seen someone who's struggling with being successful in sales and is hesitating and getting trapped in fear and getting locked in fear, what happens is they don't have a why that's big enough compared to their fears. They're letting their fears be bigger than their why and their goals and what they want and what they say they want. And there's an imbalance.